you for your prayers, Heart Dwellers. I know many of you have been praying for us, and it really has had a good effect. The Lord visited his weary servant today. He has picked up what I felt like a sack of bones and lifted me with new hope. You see, in the doings of getting this community established, I think I've aged 20 years. But now we have a solid core of people who are truly overqualified to manage all that must be accomplished here in the physical realm. And they're good prayer warriors to boot. And with that, I can take a deep breath and let go. I have been doing that, really, but the fact is I'm very tired and have nothing left for music. It's almost like it never existed in my life. There's just no inspiration. Yet I know he has brought me to this point in order to release me for that very thing. You've probably noticed my voice sounds dry and hoarse, and it's very dry at 8,500 feet. Well, I need to shut up and stop making excuses. Today he touched me, and I am so very grateful. I had been given a song on the keyboard one day, and then I went to record the flute with it, and Jesus took over and played that flute so beautifully, so far out of my skill range, that I was in the end awestruck. Well, during dwelling prayer today, he played that song, and I could see him clearly in the garden. The name of the song is Heart Crying Out. It's about Jesus being in the garden, missing his bride and crying out. And I could see him so clearly in the garden, playing from his heart, calling to me, his weary bride. And then I saw myself coming to him, dressed in a lovely ethereal wedding gown, with a crown of pink roses on my head. And when I approached him, he placed another crown on my head, which always means a big trial is coming. Not something you look forward to, really. There are always big trials. Well, I really didn't want to see that. But at that point, he took my hand and we walked through this lovely garden into a gazebo where there were two benches facing each other. He sat down opposite me and leaned forward with his elbows on his knees and gazed deeply into my eyes. He said, "My bride, my beloved, don't give up on me now. I am coming for you very soon." Oh, Jesus, I am so dry and so beset with temptations with food, and I don't know where to turn, where to go to get help anymore. I see myself as hopeless. I have no desire for music. It is such a grind, and everyone is so much better at it. I labor for what? A song that takes a month or a year to produce? I'm tired, Lord. I want to get up and keep going, but the song in my heart is gone. I am ashamed of how I have acted and how selfish I have been. He replied, "Your voice is important to me. Is that not enough?" Then, in the next moment, John Michael Talbot's song played. "Rejoice, highly favored daughter, the Lord is with you, dressed as a bride among women, for you shall be the mother of Jesus. Holy Spirit, given to you, you shall conceive and bring forth the fruit of salvation." And when it was playing, I thought of the Blessed Mother, and I also thought of us in our habits, that we are also brides that bring forth fruit from the working of the Holy Spirit within us. Jesus replied to my thoughts, "She will help you. Please press into her intercession, my love." And then the next song that played was Swift Away, which is one of my songs about the rapture. And Jesus said, "Yes, yes, swiftly I will take you away, very swiftly. You will not even catch your breath before you're sailing through the universe with me. Then he changed the subject again. Your voice is important to me. So important to me. I created you for this. But Lord, the time is so short. What can I do? It takes me years to do a song. He was silent. Then I heard, I am still here, listening to your thoughts. Now who is the one who's evading and complicating? Yeah, someone had pulled a card about not to be evading and complicating things, making them hard. And I chided them about it, and now the Lord's chiding me. Then the song, Emmanuel, our God is with us. And if God is for us, who can stand against us? Our God is with us. Emmanuel was playing in the background, and more lyrics. For all who stumble in the darkness, behold, your light has come. If God is with us, who can stand against us? Behold now the kingdom. Behold now the kingdom. See with new eyes. And that verse repeated again. Jesus began again. See with new eyes. Things are not now as they were. Before I brought you down to Taos, you had sheep and horses and lived a sweet life of prayer, knowing all the time that I was preparing you for something else. Have I not fulfilled the vision I gave you of souls praying in the woods? Have I not been faithful to you, Claire? Oh, Lord, forgive me. Truly you have. Okay, then. I have set the stage for you. I have brought you the finest people to help with this word and succeed after you. They are real, sincere, honest, and want nothing more than what I want. And I want them here, faithful to this work. I have taken the burdens off your back, Claire. Now you are free to create music. And sad to say, I have no inspiration and no desire. Please restore me. Please bring me back into music, even much stronger than I was before. Jesus continued, this is why I want you to go to my mother. She knows what you need. She knows what to do. Cleave to her and depend on the graces I've entrusted to her to bring you into your calling. I am serious about this, beloved. She will help you. You need only ask. Yes, the rosary is a good prayer, but you may also talk to her. She loves to hear the sound of your voice in more ways than one. And here I want to qualify something for you. It's through the instrumentality of the Holy Spirit that one soul is aware of the thoughts of another soul. It's the privilege of being a Christian and of having the Holy Spirit dwell within you. And there's an exchange through the Spirit. So when I call out to Our Lady and ask her to pray for me, the Holy Spirit living within her receives it. And how does she receive so many prayers simultaneously, so many requests for intercession simultaneously? Through the Holy Spirit. Because in heaven, all of our abilities are stretched way beyond anything on earth we can understand. Therefore, it is possible for her to hear me and hear thousands of others at the same time. And through the grace of the Holy Spirit, to be able to intercede for us, even to the point of having the Lord do a miracle for us out of season, just as he did at the wedding in Cana of Galilee, when his mother came to him and said, Son, they have run out of wine. He was not willing to expose himself as the Messiah yet, but he did the miracle out of season because she asked. That is the love between mother and son that she's privileged to have. Jesus continued, Claire, You are the most unlikely person to succeed in what I have given you to do in this world. But I have news for you. I don't need your talent or skill. I need to be glorified through you by your simple plodding perseverance. Choices with your time, good choices. You know the order in which I want you to work. Prayer, messages, music. It's that simple. My mind drifted off to the persecution and the enemies in the area. Jesus replied, "Don't worry about them. I've taken care of them already. What I have planned will put an end to their persecution." How can that be, Lord? Don't you want us to be persecuted so we resemble you? I don't want you to worry about those things I've already taken care of. I want you to write and play and sing music, period. Can you do this for me? With the strength I don't have, but the graces your mother has been entrusted with, I'm sure I can do anything. I just need my heart back. I need a new heart, Jesus. It has been a very long journey to this place, and I am so spent. He continued, "In the natural, it is beyond the realm of possibilities, but in the supernatural, it is finished. You must get into the supernatural realm of everything is possible with God. You must be convinced that I can raise the dry bones, put flesh on them, and a new heart within them. I want you to know that you are among the thousands of my servants who are extremely tired and spent. All of you have been through battles with hell. All of you have taken heavy losses of heart and soul and inspiration. All of you. But I am here to tell you, and anyone else who cares to listen, I am about to do a new thing in your lives. I am about to rejuvenate you in ways you never imagined. Not in the world's ways, but in my ways. Lord, are you asking me to go to your mother, but the evangelicals listening in still have not accepted her role as you laid it out in the scripture? They are totally blind to the reality of her assignments from you, even though they're clear in the scriptures. Based on that, how can you prosper them if they refuse to enlist her intercession? I have my ways, little one. Don't you worry about those who are afraid to see, lest they lose their hard-earned standing in the Christian community. They can continue to cling to their laurels and protect their good names, but you do only one thing. Draw closer to her and let her intercession bring new life to you. Lord, forgive my unbelief. It is a very ugly and hurtful thing for you to have when you know me so well, but I forgive you. Do you understand? The devil, through clever twisting of solid truth, has turned the people called by my name against the full equipping I had in mind for them. He has turned them against the Eucharist, though I said it 7 times. This is my body. This is my blood. And he has come with counterfeit familiar spirits, imitating saints, and my Holy Mother, and the intercession of the great cloud. In doing this, he has deprived the people called by my name of 50% of the power they could have had in this world to overcome themselves and the enemy. These present-day Christians are indeed strong in proclaiming and living my word, but they are missing the bridal chamber and the instruction from the mother of the bride. But I am going to change this. You will see my hand move, and these lies will come crashing down in the lives of those who prefer the truth to the standing of their name and ministry in the community. But you, little one, keep your heart and mind for the praises sung to me, and continue to implore my mother, both for this nation and our music. Please believe in me, Claire. Please believe. We have come so far. Look around you. Look at the miracle of the community I have called together around you and Ezekiel. You see, I have done my part. I have been faithful. Now it is your turn. And for those of you, my weary ones, who are struggling day by day, I say to you, do not give up. Consider what I have told Mother Claire. Consider her weaknesses. Consider that I have been faithful to her in bringing to pass a prayer community in the wilderness, which I promised her over 22 years ago. I am holding out to you an invitation. My mother has been given many, many graces to distribute to my people because she was so very faithful on earth and offered up the dearest thing in her life for your sakes. She has been given many supernatural gifts that she uses with great wisdom and discretion. You have only to study the wedding of Cana to see her influence in heaven. Go back to Mother Claire's teaching on her. There are 7 of them. Go back and study the scriptures she was given to prove to you that my mother is a force of goodness in your lives, in this world, now. It is all because of the graces I have given her, the angels I have assigned to her, which she uses to carry out my will in the world. Do not continue in your obstinate unbelief. Rather, seek out the truth. I love you. I am with you, my weary ones. You have all come so far and done so much good. Rise up then and get ready for the move of my spirit on this earth. Rise up and walk in truth, not preferring the ignorance of men who for generations have been taught error. You have only to approach my mother and ask of her proofs that she is my appointed intercessor. And that was the end of his message. On that note, dear ones, that is exactly what I did when I realized that St. Francis led a truly conformed life to the Gospels that put our mainline prosperity Christianity to absolute shame. I was given a book, The Imitation of Mary, by Catholic Book Publishing Company. And here I want to say that the man who wrote this book was very close to Our Lady spiritually, and he was able to speak on her behalf. He knew her sentiments very well and was quite taken by her gentle demeanor and absolute focus on Jesus and teaching us to live a life that would please him in every way. So I took a rosary prayer card and I began to pray before a statue representing her in the church. I told her that I didn't know her role, but I wanted to know the truth about her. The statue began to animate. She stepped out of it and was suspended above the floor and smiled sweetly. A warmth poured over my soul. Then she was gone, disappeared. But in her stead was Jesus. And every time I sought her out to pray for me, the very same thing happened. She appeared to me in an apparition, then disappeared as Jesus came forth. Then I realized she was given to us to help us get closer to Jesus. Who would know her son better than his mother? Her interest was in seeing me united to him as his bride. I had been in the Women's Intercessory Prayer Group for a very large non-denominational church for 7 years. I had many visions and dreams and supernatural events, and having come from the New Age, was extremely discerning when it came to such things. But you will know them by their fruit. And I had never been so close to Jesus in my life of fasting and prayer as I was after I accepted her into my life as an intercessor. But this life was now opened up to me, and his mother led me into the deepest waters of love of God that I'd ever been in. And the bridal relationship was a dream come true. I was wed to Jesus in a very long spiritual experience, and I have to say, my whole life was reborn into the family of God, a true family, with a father and a mother. So please sweep away all those lies about worshiping Mary. She's only a creature like us, but one who is highly favored and called blessed by all generations, even as it is written in Luke 1:46 through 49. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. In closing, I just want to say that there is hope for the weary brides. There are graces yet to be given that we don't even know about. And if you haven't reached out to Our Lady, I encourage you to do so. But in any case, the Lord will not let us down. He will give us the strength to pick up and keep going until that glorious day when he comes for us. God bless you, Heart Dweller.